This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we found that Proverbs encourages us to develop the Christ-like communication skill of knowing our audience before we speak. Christ always knew what, if anything, to say to a given person because he knew what was in a man. I don't always know that. In fact, I don't always know what's in my own heart. That's why before I speak to anyone else, I need to guard against destructive tendencies, which is the second point in our outline. Much is said in Proverbs about the danger of a lack of character to back up what you say. Proverbs 26:23-26 warns, "A malicious man disguises himself with his lips. His malice may be concealed by deception, but his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly." Sooner or later, bad character will experience a backlash. A fool's talk brings a rod to his back. A fool's mouth is his undoing. His lips are a snare to his soul. The consequences are self-destructive and others are hurt as well. Proverbs 16:27 and 11:9 say, "A scoundrel's speech is like scorching fire. With his mouth the godless destroys his neighbor." Wicked men will listen to evil lips, Proverbs 17:4, not realizing the words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, Proverbs 12:6. Repeatedly, the warning is sounded. So before you speak to anyone, be sure to guard against destructive tendencies in your own life and in your communication with others.